Welcome to the CEO Bros Podcast, After Hours, with Brian Baldiff, co-founded, grew, and sold BHT Studios. Brad Baldiff, CEO and co-founder of By Your Side Autism Therapy Services. Matt Croak, the consummate entertainer, jack of all trades, and serves as our host.
I was at the dentist earlier. I'm sure you got something to tell us about dentists.
Well, yes, I do.
I mean, it's almost like classic.
Well, since our topic is about new client,
our topic is about dentists
and new client onboarding. Right, we're going to talk all about dentists. 4-hour episode about dentists. No, I could give. So we're going to give best practices for onboarding new clients and new client experience. I can give you the worst experience, or at least one of the worst.
And, worst experience of coming on. For client. a new product or service, you're experiencing it the first time as a customer?
Right, yeah. Okay. This is my customer experience.
Can't wait to hear this, right?
And Brad knows I've already had a rough history with dentists to begin with. So,
and we can't, can we actually isolate Dr. M. McPartland?
He was a good dentist. Like, he set us up because he was our dentist for like our first 20 years of life.
By the way, our dentist, can we just put a whole category of dentists in the X column?
Wait, good or bad?
Bad.
The American Dental Association is not going to sponsor this. So that's an X if you want to put that.
All right, so we're going to put an X
for all dentists
in the American Dental Association. Not that we had them as a potential sponsor, but we're going to put them on the right.
They're probably not.
I have a very good dentist.
They're going to access. Yeah, like Amber, we got to knock out American Dental Association on the right.
We haven't even dissed them yet. But this isn't all.
Oh, but we're going to diss them.
So anyway, I was looking for a new dentist because my previous dentist, I won't even go into it, messed things up so badly that I just couldn't go back to him. So I saw ads for this dentist. Hey, you know, great place, blah, blah, blah. Come in, come in, come in. So I go in, you know, set the reservation. I go in. They're like, oh, you're a new client. We need your insurance card. I'm like, I don't have insurance. And they're like, okay, sit down. And then, you know,
You right away are not treated like a human.
No, they don't. You know, okay, best practice number one. They don't say, oh, is this your first time, you know, here? We, let us explain how things work. Let us tell you a little about our practice. And nothing. Just sit down. They call my name. I go in. Somebody just starts, you know, digging in my mouth, and they're doing things, and I'm like, so, you know, I just went in for a checkup. I had a sore tooth, but I just said I'm going in for a checkup, and they start doing things, and I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, we're taking X-rays.
There's
I'm
no
like,
way you was at a dentist office, by the way. This story is some.
Why were my knees pinned behind
my
head?
In your mouth, just sit down. This is the
dark lights.
This is the shadiest story I've ever heard. Go ahead, what? Please.
Someone's wearing blank less chaps with a buggy whip.
I am so in on this story.
And maybe it's because
he went to see a dominatrix.
Didn't have insurance, but every time they started doing something, I said, "Well, what are you doing?" And how much does this cost?
Yeah.
And they've never had an answer. They're always like, well, let me go out and see. This is just what we do. I'm like, I get it, but this is my first time here. I haven't been to your office. My previous dentist never did any of this. So.
And your sign said great place.
Right. And I could hear the cash register just ringing as they're doing things that they're brushing my teeth. It's like, okay, I do that every day, like 3 times a day. You don't need to do that. The X-rays, I'm like, well, that's expensive. They did like a whole set of X-rays.
Wait, they did this all in your first?
My first visit. Like, without telling me, they just start working on me like I come there every week. And so,
it wasn't a dentist.
I'm telling you, this is the shadiest story.
Well, no, here's how I know it was a dentist. So then the dentist actually comes in.
That's not a good sign.
Doesn't introduce himself. Just starts, you know, doing stuff in my mouth. I'm like this. And he's bitching to his assistant about the dentist across the street and who's getting more new clients. And the guy across the street's not charging enough, and he's giving away this service and that service, and he's not doing the plaque guard right, and he's not doing this. And then he walks out. You know, he's only in there for like 2 minutes bitching to his assistant. I hear him in the room next door. He goes in and he bitches to that assistant over another patient.
Oh, we're going to have to beep
there
you out hundreds
so
of times.
Much to unpack here.
Then he comes back to me, does some things, tells the dental assistant, like, do 7A and 15B, and he leaves, and the dental assistant does this. And so then I walk out, and they go, so the dentist recommended, you know, these 3 procedures. I'm like, when do you want to schedule them? I'm like, I don't even know what they are. And she's like, well, this one is, you know, to ensure that your teeth don't get whatever, whatever. I'm like, well, how much is that? And she's like, oh, I don't know.
And you literally just heard him say, well, the other place isn't charging enough.
Right.
So right away, you're going, well.
No, I don't know. I got to ask. They have this big powwow. They're pulling sheets out of file drawers and stuff. I'm like, wow, this must be, you know. And so I leave. And 6 months later, I get a call. And they're like, hey, it's time for your, you know, biannual checkup. You want to schedule an appointment? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why not? And I'm like, oh, I didn't like the dentist. I'm like, well, which dentist did you have? And I'm like, I have no effing idea because he never introduced himself. He never said hello. No one ever said hello.
Was it a man or a woman?
Right. I think it was a man, but he had a mask on. I don't know. So, you know, my point is, I think people see this in a lot of different places. When you're a first-time user or consumer of a service, whether it's software or it's a mechanic or it's a medical place, and you go in, they've got one opportunity to make an impression and win you as a client for life. To me, they should explain, here's how we work. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what you should expect.
The importance of a customer orientation is considerably more important than people probably give it credit for.
Absolutely.
Because they potentially could work diligently to secure the customer.
They spend a lot of time and money to get a customer in the door.
You can't take the customer for granted. The customer has got to be treated special enough on that visit, whether they're buying something very quickly, running in and out of the store, or it's a service or an ongoing service, that they have to feel good about the experience going in and the fact that they knew exactly what to expect. And you're saying, in a roundabout way, you have really, I thought this whole session was going to be a dentist, the way you were talking.
I was waiting for it, and then my pants were off, and I'm hanging over the chair upside down, and I don't know what's going on.
But your whole point is, like, it wasn't even the procedures or the people. It's the fact that you had no idea what they were doing. You had no expectation of what you were there even to do.
Yeah. Because nobody walked you through it. I was a number. Yeah, so I think you said it earlier. Look at it from the client's experience or perspective. What questions are they going to have coming in? They've never been here before. They've never worked with us before.
We had a pre-conversation and we were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So for instance, like in my experiences with VHT Studios, most of our clients had never had professional photography before. Most of our new clients.
So they don't even know what that even entails.
Right. They just know I probably need a professional because this is a more expensive home or because the homeowner said, oh, you're going to get a professional, right? So they know nothing about how this works, what they need to do, what we're going to do. And, you know.
Did you guys put a blueprint together? Like, if I was a new customer at VHT, was it like, here's what you should expect on your first day, your first week, or silver package includes this, and here's what you get, and here's how this works? Or, like, how did you wind up bridging the gap between I'm an end consumer buying your product and you knowing full well they have never had that before and now they're getting it? How do you bridge the gap? Was it an educational session that you and the team had to put together for them, or no?
Well, so it
is that where you failed?
No, we didn't fail, but it evolved over, you know, 10 or 15 years. It became more apparent to me how important it is as the company grew and we got bigger. Because in the beginning, it was, we would tell the photographers, hey, they've never used this before. And then we kind of leave it up to the photographer, like, oh, okay, I might have to explain.
Assuming they're going to say the right things.
And then, you know, the next step was we gave the photographer some guidelines and said, hey, you know what, get there 10 minutes early. Tell the client how you're going to shoot the property. Tell the client what they should do to make the property look better. Close some blinds, turn off some lights, get the cat toys out of the pictures, those kind of things. And then when you're done shooting it, don't just leave. Tell them, okay, I'm going to upload these to the studio. Studio's going to work on them overnight. You will get them tomorrow morning. You'll get an email that says, hey, you know, here's your job. And then you go in and pick from the proofing sheets the ones that you want. If you have any questions, you call our 800 number. Here's my business card. Because we kind of assumed, you know, everybody just knew that in a service business.
Well, go back to any other business, Brian. Are you saying, like, if I'm a new business owner out there, or I'm starting in a leadership position, should the focus be on procedurally, what do I think about, or think education? Think from the client's perspective.
Think from the client perspective. I've never used this before. What do I need to know?
And what should I expect?
What should I expect? I mean, we also ran into some of our clients had used other professional photographers, but we did things different. We felt like we did them better. But we had to explain that, because otherwise they would go, well, my last place didn't do that. And it's like, well, why aren't you using your last place anymore? Well, because they sucked. It's like, right. We do it this way because it's better for you, or it's better for your marketing, or it's better for this.
You're right, though. You're right that a lot of people, though, probably take it for granted or don't experience. Like in the case of Matt, myself, at By Your Side, yeah. We, in talking about this a couple of days ago, right, when we were talking about this, about the customer orientation and from their perspective, do they understand what they're receiving, what the next steps are, we actually made that a big
it's a pillar
issue
of your company, a pillar, right?
Yeah, you yeah. had to know from a new client perspective starting at By Your Side. We're like, let's put ourselves in the shoes of a client who is just recently being diagnosed with a child on the spectrum, so they already have 1,000 things to worry about. We got to make this, right, and if you don't recall, this is one of the things we talked about when I was talking about the branding and coming up with the name. Is I said we got to be by their side. By Your Side is how the name came up, because quite frankly, it was like, all right, if I'm in their shoes and everything they go through, and Matt can speak to it. I mean, from the perspective of talking to clients every day and hearing it, it was one of the things we said is it's important that we get what we need as a business, but we really have to look at it from their vantage point. What are they going to experience? What's going to be important to them? And then what's going to differentiate you from all the other providers they can go to? Because if they don't know what that is and you don't show them how that's going to work, you know, Matt, we talked about that at length, the whole process and how long
we centralized our phone calls, because we found that when we did it to the front desk, so if you went to Morton Grove, you call Morton Grove, if you had services, so it's 4 o'clock, they've got a filled lobby. Parent just got newly child just got newly diagnosed. The person at the front desk is doing the best they can, but saying, what's your insurance? They didn't have the time to say, how are you?
Right.
Your child was just newly diagnosed. How are you doing? So we said, let's actually take all the intakes and put it in a remote location where one person takes all calls. Because now the first thing we can do is we have a quiet place where family calls and we can go, how are you doing? And what surprised us is that we were not getting 30-minute answers that was taking up our phone time, where we go, well, now they would go, thanks for asking. And that thanks for asking was thanks for understanding. Thanks for knowing what I'm going through. And that immediately builds a bond within the first minute of services. And then we can talk about how can we help you? What services are you looking for? And then we created a process. How do we quickly get them to the therapist as fast as we can? And we were talking about we redid our process again another year and a half ago, where we cut 8 days off that process. No. Because although we thought, will this be better for marketing if we have them come in? What does the family want? They want to talk to a therapist. I actually say sometimes when I talk to, I said, as lovely as I am to talk to, you want to talk to a therapist.
Right.
And we try to get them to that journey as fast as they can. So we do. We try to listen to the client.
Well, now you talk about your dentist story, and it's interesting because you didn't go through what we would consider to be a refined process of new customer orientation, you'll never go back there again, probably, right? I mean,
never go
last
back.
Chance.
Of Plus, I'll rip on them in social media or to any friend. I'll say, don't go back there. They don't care. I mean, but they were the ones doing the most advertising for new clients, and then they didn't have a new client follow-up. I mean, I had the exact opposite experience with the chiropractor I go to, Evolve Chiropractor in Woodstock, Dr. Allen. I went in, you know, in immense pain. I said, you know, I need help, basically. My can't walk, I can't sit, my back, blah, blah. Let me get, you know, Carlos for you. Carlos comes out, sit in a room, just asks questions. Like, tell me about your pain. Tell me why you came in. Tell me what you're looking for. And then here's how we work. Here's what we do here at Evolve. And, I mean, they walked me through everything. And I had been to a chiropractor many, many years before, and the experience was, okay, give me your insurance card.
I was just going to say, that's why I haven't gone back to a chiropractor, because my very first experience was, in the first 5 minutes, it was, which credit card am I
which
using?
Which credit card?
Like, do you even insurance? Care about what I need
no.
done here?
No, then they immediately take you and they do an adjustment and they say, okay, you know, when are you going to come back again? We didn't even talk about money in my first visit with Evolve. It was basically, here's what we do. Here's how this helps you. Here's what you need to do. Give me some exercises, you know, things like that. And they've got a routine prior to. And then the second time I met with their business person on, here's how you pay or here's your options and things like that before I ever got, because this was going to be, I mean, I didn't know it at the time, but it's been a 2-year relationship. I've been a client of theirs for 2 years now. I go back for maintenance. And I think most important,
that grouchy guy is coming back in. Yeah, everybody, yeah. Be on your yeah, best behavior.
Yeah, he's grouchy, but you know that he'll let us go everybody. In his mouth. We can do whatever. He doesn't ask questions. We can do X-rays on this guy.
But you know he can't snap his fingers. No,
those first kidding. Impressions are so important.
They are. And, they're extremely important.
And the you know, A, it wins you a client for life. And B, they're the people that are most likely to refer you and become your raving fans and your biggest advocates and evangelists.
And if I may, it also being in the, since I've took over the intake department, it eliminates so many future issues because.
Yes.
Things come up, and it's always we preach, you know what? If we would have covered that during assessment, we wouldn't be having this problem now. Well, there's maybe a debate on hours. Did we set those expectations in the very beginning? It eliminates so many future problems. So taking that extra time will save you time because you don't have to fight those battles later when they're frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, going back to VHT Studios, I said it was an evolution. It flowed through everything. So it flowed through to the customer service person who took the order over the phone. They would explain, hey, I've got a great photographer. He'll call you within the next 24 hours. He'll set up an appointment at your convenience. And, you know, they'll review with you what to do. We'll send you a sheet ahead of time, how to prepare your home for sale, some tips and tricks. If you have any questions, you can ask them. If you have any questions for me right now, you know, anything you need to know ahead of time. And you talked about empathy. We knew that, you know, when a real estate agent gets a listing, they have a checklist like a mile and a half long. There's 100 things they need to do. And photography is usually first because all their advertising and marketing is dependent on getting the photographs back. So they'll sign a listing contract at the kitchen table. And as they're walking to their car, they're calling us like, I need these photographs, you know, now. And so it was a, you know, respect and have empathy for the fact that they've got a lot of other things waiting for us. We need to get there quickly. We need to be efficient and you know, work from that standpoint. And so that was how we presented a lot of the information. Hey, for this to be most efficient, meet us there 5 minutes before the appointment. Close the blinds, turn off the light. And we'd always have our photographers ask, you know, what rooms are going to sell this home? You know, where should I spend the most time? We know it's the kitchen, living room, master bedroom, master bath. But the agent's the expert on that particular property. Like, you've got to get, you know, 3 shots of this fireplace. You've got to get 2 shots of, you know, you got to get multiple shots of the finished basement. So all of that had to be done up front. And over time, I realized we had slipped because, you know, we had tens of thousands of clients. Regular clients that had been using us for 5-10 years.
You take them for granted.
And then
you can't take them for granted.
That's a whole nother topic. This one is, if I'm a photographer and I'm shooting for regular clients all day long and then I get a new client, I'm not mentally attuned to go back to the beginning and explain to this new person how I work. Well, all my other clients know what I do.
Well,
I just show up
take
and
it
do
for
it.
Granted, though.
Yeah,
you're assuming things, and you really have to give them that first experience of. I mean, think about when you do anything. I mean, VHT or By Your Side is a little bit more complex of a process. It's a little bit more in-depth service business. But I would even think the simplest things, like, don't you feel much better when. Even if you're like, I was going to say, if you went into a barber, I was like, well, I haven't been in one for a while. That wouldn't count, are you? But no, but I guess when, even if it's the simplest thing, it's like, this is what we're going to do first. Then like when they walk you through
when
things,
they walk so you through.
You don't have to think through anything. It's like, I used to say to my, my Salesforce and the tower, wireless tower space, I said, we have to have to hit the easy button for the customer. The customer, if they've got to make a decision, and it could be a complex decision, it could be an easy decision, but they've got 20 other things on their plate to do, and there's four companies to choose from. We have to do everything for them. We have to make it as simple as possible. They have to understand everything that's going on. Make it so, like, if there's forms to complete, we're going to complete the forms for them. Mm-hmm. Like, don't make them do anything. We'll help them exactly. do that. And then we'll tell them what the next step is. And then we'll tell them what the next step is. We'll check in on them. Because the last thing they want to do is, wait, what was I supposed to do? I was supposed to complete something by some date and get back something in. It's like, do all that for them. So my advice to new business owners that I've learned through probably 25, 30 years is the simplest way you can make your business product or service go down that path, because the client or the customer wants to do as less as possible. In fact, I used to say promote customer laziness, which was do everything for them. So they become so dependent on you they wouldn't want to leave because they're dependent on you. That would be my biggest piece of advice.
So we were in a meeting and Brad was talking about this, and we have a process where they do get a 10-page registration packet through their email, through HelloSign. Works very efficient. Many families fill it out. But we used to say we need this before your assessment. But we're saying, was that the easy button? So now we don't say that. And if they don't fill out, we have four sheets. Fill out allergies, any seizure. We need just the basics. And then when you start, we'll get the rest. If you didn't fill it out, here's our backup. So we had a backup to even that easy button to make an easier button.
Well, you said every business. I actually had this aha moment at an oil change place. I mean, I've taken my car to tons of oil change places. And this one, the guy at the counter said, have you been here before? I'm like, no. He's like, well, let me explain how this works.
Strangely enough, it was the same place where you went to your dentist. The dentist and the oil change was in the same building.
But they said, because normally they're like, okay, give me
the same garage.
Give me your keys. There's some six-year-old magazines in the waiting area.
They still put their fingers in his mouth. So, have you been here before?
Yeah, have you been here before? No, okay, well, welcome, great. We're glad you came, for one thing. We're, you know, happy you chose us to provide your service. It's going to take us about 5 minutes to get your car in. It's going to take about, 10 minutes to change the oil. One of our service consultants will come out and talk to you and tell you what we see, what we don't see. You don't have to buy anything, but they'll let you know, air filters, blah, blah, blah. And then we're done with, vacuum your car. Over there is, the coffee. There's the bathroom there, And it just struck me like, wow. Normally it's just like, give us your keys.
There's some old magazines. If you see him come into your business, his memory of the inside are impeccable.
Well, so you better. Experience has been my
So
if you're in the 30-mile greater radius of this location.
You see him come in, you have it done. By the way, I'm going to make a call here. We need to take the dentist off the X over, because that story was such a unique story. I don't think universally we can put Dennis as an X. I think that's
Oh no, we have enough dentist stories.
I got a lot of other dentists.
Yeah,
I've had a history of dental.
But let's leave it at this, is that we've spent a good amount of time talking about how do you go and get your first customers and
marketing
and sales, driving revenue. You got to drive revenue to get your business off the ground. Okay. But now you get the customer coming through the door. That experience going through the door, the orientation process has got to be critically important.
The welcome process, the orientation,
the expectations.
And it is a process. I mean, people don't like process, but
it could even just be a two-step process, define it for your customer. Don't assume they know what goes on. You may think it's easy because you live it, learn it every single day. They may not. It may be something a little bit more hand-holding for them. And my quick advice coming out of this segment would be hit the easy button, promote customer laziness. You want your customers dependent on you for everything. And that would be where I would leave off on this. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
So what we're going to do, go ahead.
I agree. And one other important piece is the scaling of it. So like you mentioned, I was the first one to do new client onboarding when I started the company. And I felt like I did it pretty well. And then I trained our first group of photographers. And then I wasn't involved anymore. So by the time we got up to 300-400 photographers, the experience was not consistent, because we just kind of trusted people to do hey, this is really important, to meet with a new client and explain things. we had to create the process and standardize it and streamline it and simplify it and train on it, educate. No, this is the VHT Studios way of talking to a new client. You know, we don't want to turn you into robots. You still, you know, your personality and things like that, but you have to convey these things, why we're different, why we're better, how this works, what the expectations are, answer the questions that we're always going to get from
people. Well, you'd say you never removed yourself fully from the process. Yes, you may not be the one and only person now doing customer orientation, but you have to make sure we use the words inspect what you expect.
Yes.
You need to go to the next layer down, and make sure that all the expectations you had for that first client experience is being carried out by the rest of the organization.
That's why we said a couple episodes ago, eat your own dog food, order your own service once in a while, do a secret squirrel kind of, you know, secret shopper and call your customer service. Go to your website and try to order your product or service, and you'll see what the new client experience is.
So. And here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to continue to bring topics to the new entrepreneur, the seasoned veteran, a business leader. We are going to continue to bring you vulnerable stories and insights, failures, and that is, we're going to do it every Friday night. So until next time,
cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Can I get right, your, can night. I
thank you.
Pull on your mouth for a second? Can I just get my fingers in your
dentist?
Give it a look.